All right, welcome in here on Scorebook Live. Kate Carlton joined alongside Nate Olson as we gear up for the second week of the high school football season. Nate, how are you?
Good. I'm going to take just a second here, though. I was at a funeral in Iowa, and some people have seen this. Bailey Lux is a was a 14-year-old young lady that her dad and I have been friends for 45 years, and she made some headlines this summer. Make-A-Wish trip to Las Vegas, and ESPN highlighted her WNBA trip, and that was a very, very difficult funeral. Lost her mom in January to cancer. So that family has endured two straight losses of cancer in 7 months. And a lot of people have seen this on my social media. And if you're a praying type, really appreciate prayers for this family and whatever other support you feel like giving. But that's what I've been doing the last couple of days in Iowa, but glad to be back in the natural state and ready to rock with some football this week.
Well, as always, we'll start this week's Arkansas Prep Extra podcast by just going over some of the headlines from last week. We mentioned last week was the first week of the high school football regular season, and I guess three things that kind of stand out. First off, everybody expects Bryant to be really, really good, and they still probably will be really, really good, but they
Yes.
got a scare at opening week last week.
They did. 28-24, they trail at the end of the third. Benton really has to kind of be kicking themselves. They turned the ball over seven times. If they hadn't done that, there's a very real chance they could be champions right now this game. You've got to give Bryant credit because they did not play extremely well. But when they got behind, I've said this for about 5 years now, when Benton started to get really good. Where they're contending for 6A championships. I said, what will happen if Bryant is trailing in the fourth quarter? Because they don't ever do that. Last year, those two losses were the first time that that's happened. So, you kind of wondered, and being an assault bowl, so that was reality. And what happened was Jordan Walker, who is an experienced quarterback, threw a touchdown pass immediately, and the Bryant defense responded with another turnover. They scored like three times in like 5 minutes of real time or 10. And Kamari Austin, he's a sensational junior receiver. He has a Division I offer and some interest. They get the ball to him three times and he scores two touchdowns. Jonathan Frost put the cap around the night with a 40-yard touchdown. He was so wide open that, if I'd have been that wide open, I might have been. If I could catch the ball, I might have scored. But he didn't need help. He runs a 4.5 40, and he just trotted in. So they come away with the win. I think they are a little bit concerned on that coaching staff. You go to CBC, and we'll talk about that. Christian Brothers College, it's a heavyweight program in St. Louis, Missouri. They've got to clean some things up. I thought the offensive line did not block the way they wanted. They've got three very good running backs, and they wanted to try to run it right at Benton, and Benton wasn't having it. Got to give a lot of credit to their front seven. They did a good job of neutralizing the run game, and then when Bryant opened it up, so you kind of look at that as from an offensive point of view. Every defense is different, and now CBC is going to have more quickness, but do you open up the passing game a little earlier and go downfield, stretch the field? You've got some speed there. And are there some other wrinkles that we might see? But we'll talk about that more later. But yeah, I mean, you want to win the game. They did it. And they haven't lost in this game, in this series, since 05. So they'll take it, but got some work to do now.
Couple of other highlights from week one. Greenwood and Bentonville West combined to score 105 points. 70 of those were scored by Greenwood. So we saw how explosive that offense can be in week one. And then two, Parkview, a game we talked about last week. They go on the road to Melissa, Texas, and they get a one touchdown win, 27-20 on Saturday night in Melissa.
Yeah. Greenwood, I figured it would be around in the mid-50s that they're going to average this year. So they're well on their way to that. And they're going to put up a lot of points this week against Northside. So their offense is just, I mean, it's almost unstoppable. They think they've got the best football team in the state because their offense features three receivers that are, Division I quality. And then they've got a running back by the name of Raggio who ran for like 170 yards, a couple touchdowns. So you weren't really didn't hear much about that guy. And then he comes out. And so now if you've got the running game going and you've got those three guys passing, and by the way, you've got a four-star quarterback, the line blocked well. And we've got a couple guys on that line that are Division I or at least one. So it's going to be real tough on that the opposing side stopping them. But 70 points in the first game is big. And, you know, they gave up some points. I think they knew they were going to do that. They have a young defense, but they'll get better. And, I mean, it's one of those things where do you really need to, you know, have that great a defense when you're scoring 28 points in a quarter and things like that. So they're going to continue to get better defensively and offensively. I mean, it's they can pick their point total and a lot of these games are going to play in. And, oh, and Parkview, listen to that. Also saw our live updates that we did. Buck Ringgold, great job, veteran guy, does a little bit of everything for our company. He lives in Fort Smith, but he covers Oklahoma and Texas. He picked up that game for us. Real good, real-time updates, a lot of details. Money Elston, you know, it helps when you've got an array of weapons. Somebody's going to be on. It's kind of like on a basketball team. You've got two or three guys that can score. Somebody's going to be on. And He was. He ran for 170 yards, couple touchdowns. Their defense played big. I don't know if everybody realizes how big that is. You know, you go down and beat a 5A Division II team that's in a multi-million-dollar stadium on their opening night, and you go down there, and it's hard to open a season like that on the road against a team from Texas. And I think they would have played better against them week three, but you know you get down there and get a win, big time for the program. I think they're a nationally ranked program. They have not been ranked nationally yet. Our regional rankings will come out soon, and they'll probably be in there. But if they go through the non-conference undefeated and they beat Bryan in 2 weeks, you've got to consider them. I think they're going to run the table. I don't. It's kind of like with Greenwood. I don't see anybody in their class that's probably going to be close to them. So they get challenged right away. And we'll talk about their game this week. And if they sweep those three games, then I think you've got to talk about them. It just the talent is unbelievable, and their defense is good. They came up with some key stops and turnovers. And I think if you ask the coaching staff, they would even say they didn't play their best game. You know, they played well. But when you're playing in a game like that, you know, you just want to play well enough to win. And that's what they did. And they disrupted what Melissa wanted to do too. And I don't think Melissa was very happy with how they played, especially at home. So big win for them. And I think it's a win for the entire state. When we beat Texas, and I say we, the Arkansas team beats Texas, I think that shows you that we're better in football than a lot of people think we are collectively.
Well, let's before we get into some of the games this week, I guess we can quickly kind of glance over the top 25 that was released on Monday. And, you know, just look at the top five, kind of no surprises. Parkview 1, Fayetteville 2, Bryant 3, Greenwood 4, and then Conway number 5. I guess just in addition to the top five, just kind of touch on this week's batch of top 25 teams.
Yeah, there was not a lot of changes. Most everybody in the 10 one, you know, we had Bentonville West lost and we dropped them a couple. Conway looked good at Jonesboro. I thought that could be a little tough game, and Jonesboro hung with them for a while, but, you know, Grayson Wilson continues to impress, and he's just going to be the key all year for them. You know, if they make a title run, it's going to be probably on the back of him. So yeah, not a lot of changes there. Nobody knew right now. You know, we did not drop Warren out because they lost to a bigger team. Still like them, and they fought hard. Greenbrier will make a case to get in. They will probably be a top 25 team, and you've got a team like Sheridan who could be in there too. They play Lakeside this week. But yes, not a lot of shifting, just a little bit of shifting. Marion has a little bit of trouble with Wynn, but they pull out the victory. So yeah, pretty straightforward, but check that out, share it and like it. We appreciate that. There's going to be every week coming up. There's going to be some movement because these teams are going to play each other, and we'll have some more movement, but appreciate everybody following that.
Well, let's take a look at some of the games to follow this week. We'll go over 10 games, and I guess we could start first with Bryant going on the road. You mentioned their tough non-conference schedule. On the road this week against Christian Brothers.
Yes, and they beat them last year, and then Bryant did at home, and then Christian Brothers went all the way to the state championship game and lost. They have a handful of Division I athletes. This is one of the more prestigious private schools in St. Louis, but they have every year a pretty good football team. And so I think the challenge here, there's a couple challenges. One, you've got to play better than you did against Benton. And I think that they've worked all week trying to clean up some things on the offensive line. You got to block better. That's always been a hallmark. But if you've got three good running backs, they're only as good as the line is, you know. And at times, Benton disrupted that. Walker Hicks is a good – or Walter Hicks is a good – linebacker for them. I don't know how many tackles he had, like 50, you know, he was in on a lot of plays. They disrupted Bryant's running game. So got to get better there and mixing some things up. The passing game was effective. Now it wasn't until late. It was for like 10 minutes. So can you do that against CBC? Will that come open early? I think another option is Carter Ratliff, the 6'4" H-back. I mean, he could be a factor in this game. Not many people can match up with that size, and they went to him a couple times early and they were unsuccessful and they didn't go back to him. I think you've got to go back to him. He's effective on those little outs or crossing patterns, 7 yards, and he towers over everybody. So if you can get him the football, I mean, he's good for a catch. You know, he terrorized Conway last year for 200 some yards. So look for some of those things. This is going to, and the other challenge you have is a 5-hour bus trip. So
yeah,
I haven't heard the details yet, but probably going to break that trip up somewhere in Northeast Arkansas or Southern Missouri and get off the bus and go through a walkthrough and eat probably, I'm guessing, and then make the rest of the way there and then come back that night. So hopefully for Bryant, it's a fun trip back and not a long one, but This is a tough game, and we do our picks, and we've got CBC by a hair. I think this game's going to come down to the fourth quarter. I give them the nod just because they're at home, but I'm not going to be surprised if the Hornets can pull it out.
A couple of other games to touch on. I guess they'll happen about 45 minutes apart. As in a big school battle, you get Bentonville at Conway, and then I think another fun one is Junction City going to Carlisle this week.
Yeah. Yeah, that Benton, both of these games are going to have playoff sort of atmospheres, I think. And, you know, another test for Grayson Wilson. I mean, this is a big test because Bentonville's defense is good. They fell behind to Union. Tulsa, you know, that's a power over there with Jinx. They're a big rival, and they're in a championship game, seems like, every year. They came back, and it was a road test. But came back and made it a game and lost in overtime. But this is going to be a good game, and it's going to be, you know, we look at this top 25, and, you know, it doesn't in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean a lot to the coaches, but it does mean a lot to the fans. And so these games, you know, if Conway loses, you know, they're going to drop, and then Greenwood's going to be waiting to move in and that kind of thing. So it's got some implications. And the good news is there's no playoffs riding on this. There's no conference standing. Whoever loses this game is still 0-0 in their conference, but it's certainly a very good test. And Bentonville, I think they grew up a little bit last week. They're inexperienced, but playing in a game like that, I think that makes you, and you're competitive in it. Maybe the next time they're in that situation, they win. And who knows? It could be an overtime game this week. You never know. I think it'll be close.
Yeah.
Junction City lost last week to Harmony Grove. I know they want to get that out of their mouth, taste out of their mouth. And this is just a good small school game. Everybody, that place is going to be packed. Carlisle is known for great crowds. I'll be there with 103.7 The Buzz providing the halftime report. Looking forward to going there. You know, we love going to the Bryants and Conways of the world, and I've been to games at Bentonville and Greenwood. However, these small schools, they really, I mean, and you've seen this in Northeast Arkansas, probably in some of the games you've covered, that you get a little bit, you get good treatment everywhere, but the smaller schools, I mean, it's rolling out the red carpet, having the media there. They just eat it up, and the fans are tremendous. So this is going to be a close game. It's going to be a slobber knocker, physical game, and a lot of running. It'll be a quick game. So, but yeah, this could be a state championship preview. I think it's pound for pound, probably the best game on paper this week. It's going to be really good.
A couple of more to touch on. And, one of these, a big in-state matchup this week with Salem and Prescott. Salem, goes on the road to Pocahontas last week. That was a close game. They ultimately get the win. And then you mentioned Marion too. I mean, Marion, them and Wynn kind of went back and forth last week. Marion winds up winning by 5 points. And now another tough test for the Patriots coming up on Friday night.
Yeah. Salem and Prescott is another game that is playoff atmosphere. It's in a neutral site. It's at Hendricks College. And it's going to, you know, feature two really good offenses. Dakari Prater, I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's the Prescott quarterback. He was a defensive back a lot, you know, last year, and they moved him to quarterback this year. And, you know, he's very athletic, and this game, it could be kind of a high scoring game. And it's a good opportunity for them, for Salem, because, you know, they get to play in Central Arkansas. They're going to get some media coverage. I mean, they were probably the best team you never heard of last year, being up, Northeast Arkansas. I mean, way up there in Northeast Arkansas. And, you know, I know they're going to be happy to get some spotlight. So that should be a really good game again.
It mentioned too, Marion taking on another 5A East team this week, and that's Harding Academy. It's a tough non-conference schedule for the Patriots. They go at Wynn last week, at home against Harding Academy this week, and then closing out with Conway next week. But another tough matchup this weekend for Marion.
Harding Academy does not back down anybody. It's like they move up to 5A and then they schedule Marion. They've got some other tough games too. They're getting ready for this 5A East, and on the other hand, it's not easy for Marion either. And now you got to go from facing this this run-oriented offense to now a wide-open passing game. You know, they've got a great quarterback in Owen Miller going to UCA. Harding Academy has to contend with Carius Kern. You know, that I saw some highlights of him. He is unbelievable. He can change a game, and I think Marion is going to be one of those teams that to get better and better. But this is a big test for them. We feel like Harding Academy can get to the championship game in 5A. Don't think anybody is going to, you know, it seems kind of funny to say that at the beginning of the year, but we don't think anybody is going to be close to Parkview. And it's not an indictment on anybody else, but it's just, it's a compliment to them. But no question, if Harding Academy is on the other side of the bracket, which that's why you want to win that conference, and we'll have the brackets, you know, and I think they come out in October, and everybody will be anticipating that, like which conference is on their side, because nobody wants to be on their side. And there may be a team or two that tries to get that second place seed to get away from them. You know, they had a situation like that last year with Shiloh. You know, they ended up on the other side. So, this is going to be a good one. I think this is maybe a 1B behind the Carlisle game, and certainly Bryan game is big, but with it being kind of out of state, you know, as far as in-state teams, there's some really good games this week. Oh, thank you.
We mentioned obviously the Arkansas and Texas matchups, and we got another one this week as Pine Bluff will host Kimball out of Dallas, Texas, coming up on Saturday.
Yeah. Pine Bluff loses to Oklahoma City Millwood in a neutral site game in Texas. DeSoto comes home. We like what Mike Williams is doing there. You know, he lost a lot of pieces. You know, they are not into moral victories, but I feel like losing 14-0 to a regional power is not anything to lose sleep about. But then you turn around and you're playing Metro Dallas, and Mike was in Dallas as a coach before he came. So one of his connections there. Interestingly enough, this game is going to be at UAPB because there's a lot of construction going on with a new school over there. So I haven't been told how long this is going to be. But this game I did confirm is at UAPB, which is a very Golden Lions stadium. I spent 5 years covering the Golden Lions there when the stadium was pretty new, but they have maintained it well. And that's a good home venue. That there's going to be a good crowd. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday morning. So an interesting start time there. But Pine Bluff has a golden opportunity to come back. I mean, this is a good team in Texas, not a great one, but an opportunity to bounce back against a good opponent. They're just kind of trying to find themselves. I think we knew that they were going to be further ahead defensively than offensively. We saw them at team camp and very physical on both lines. And so if they can get some things situated on offense, feel like they can kind of be a surprise team this year, because a lot of people have sort of written them off with you lose Courtney Crutchfield and Austin Dendy to Missouri. They were dynamite players, but still some good talent there. And they're just going to get better as the year goes on.
We talked about some of the big matchups of the week in the state. I think this one is one that's probably inside the top three, as Shiloh Christian goes to Little Rock Christian. Both teams 1-0, and both teams look pretty convincing in their week one victories as well.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and Little Rock, both teams are moving up because of the competitive equity factor. So they're playing up a class. And I think when you do that, that non-conference is important because you're trying to gain confidence and you know it's going to be a challenge. Both of those teams know those conferences they're in are going to be a challenge, particularly Little Rock Christian with Bryant, Conway, Cabot, Pulaski Academy. And you kind of figure that it's going to be, you know, the three latter teams mentioned for that third spot possibly. So if you're Coach Grimmett over there, new coach, replacing Eric Koyu, you're just trying to get better every week, and you're breaking in a new quarterback in Kemp Keller, and Ronnie Inoki, who would really help you at running back, is out for extended period of time after missing a lot of last season. I think there's hope he's going to come back, but that was kind of your feather in your cap as far as knowing that when you're breaking a new QB that you've got a running back that is healthy, can take the burden off them, but you don't have that now. So they beat El Dorado, I think by touchdown but played well in the game. And then Shiloh came out like they were shot out of a cannon. I think they were a little bit perturbed after losing to Farmington last year, and their winning streak was snapped in the conference at 40 games. So I was not surprised that was a blowout. I kind of figured they were going to be up for that game. This game last year was a blowout. Shiloh came out of nowhere. I mean, we did not see it coming. And Little Rock Christian will not be caught off guard this year, but I expect another good competitive game. Both those teams have a lot of talent. I think Shiloh kind of has the edge with more veteran players. So, and they've got a sophomore quarterback that played as a freshman, Cole Creighton. So going to be an interesting QB matchup between those two guys, both of them very talented.
A few more games to go over before we get out of here. We mentioned that one was a 1-0 match, or a couple of teams that are 1-0. You also have Ozark and Boonville, a couple of 1-0 teams. And then two, I think a really interesting one is Hot Springs going to Arkadelphia. Hot Springs 1-0 looked convincing last week. Meanwhile, Arkadelphia coming off of a 40-25 loss to Camden Fairview on Friday night.
Yeah. Well, As far as Arkadelphia goes, you know, that game has been close. And, you know, they started off last year, you know, I think 0-3 and came back. We've got Hot Springs by one. I like Daryl Burnett, the coach, a lot. And there's going to be a lot of talent on the field there. It'll be a close game, I think, but I give them an edge. I think Hot Springs is a team that some people are going to discount a little bit because they lost a lot, but I just think he's got enough talent and he's built a winning attitude there. But we also feel like Arkadelphia is a state championship team in 4A, but this could be some character building here. I did not see that coming that much of a lopsided loss. And remind me, what was the first game you mentioned? I'm sorry.
Ozark and Boonville.
Oh, yeah. So I almost mentioned this in the headlines, but since we are talking about this game, I'll mention it now. One of the games I was happy that I picked right was Poto losing to Boonville. I mean, I think some people were a little skeptical about that pick. Poto was really good. But, you know, their head coach resigned abruptly the start of that game, the week. I didn't know that when I made the pick. I feel real bullish about Boonville. And I've got Boonville picked again. But, you know, this is a rivalry game. Kobe Wilbanks is a really good athlete for Ozark, too. I mean, he has played running back and receiver, I think, and now quarterback, and he can run and throw it. He's going to present some problems to Boonville, but they're just a really good football team. And I think the momentum that they carried in from the championship, it's carried in. And Jace Washburn, we've talked about him and his ability to do more things this year with Dax Goff at Harding University. He showed that in that game, and their defense is really stingy. So Ozark's got a high-powered offense, but Boonville has the capability to slow them down. So that's going to be the key. And then can Boonville hold on to the ball and sort of milk the clock with those long running drives? Ozark has a good defense too. So this will be a really good game too.
Last game to touch on, and that is Parkview going to Maumelle. Obviously, we talked about Parkview getting that win over Melissa, Texas last week. But Maumelle, a 36-0 winner over Sylvan Hills last Friday night, kept Sylvan Hills off the board. And another really fun game coming up on Friday night.
Yeah. Maumelle got an influx of talent. They have 15 or more transfers, I've been told. And Josiah Warrior Benson is a good receiver. Jacob Henry is a defensive back. Both those guys come from CAC, and they give him a shot in the arm. Bjork, their quarterback, has gotten better. You know, he had a good year last year. He was on our list for breakout kids. Talent for talent, they are getting closer to Parkview. I don't know this is going to be a close game. It's going to be a game that is electric at the beginning. The crowd at Maumelle will be up for this game, and it's going to be exciting. I think maybe Maumelle is maybe a year away from competing in a game like this. Although I do feel like they can make it to, you know, at least the semifinals of the championship or of the playoffs. I think they have that, but this is you're playing a team here that is as talented as you and very disciplined. And I think that's the thing that Brian Maupin's group is trying to work on this year at Maumelle, is being a little more disciplined. There's going to be a potential for a lot of talking at the beginning of this game. And yeah. Parkview is pretty well trained to keep all that at a minimum. And the game I was at last year with Robinson, lots of wolfing going on. And I think Parkview kind of likes you to do that, because you do that stuff and then they get you out of their game. So Maumelle's got to be disciplined in this game. They do have a lot of talent, and they match up pretty well with them. But the thing that they're just kind of missing right now is the winning tradition. But it's games like this that are learning, teaching moments for you. And if they can keep it close, I mean, it'll be big for them. But you know, again, in a non-conference, if they win or lose or whatever, it doesn't really count. Now, there's a lot of teams that are below Parkview in the top 25 that are rooting for Mile to win because they'd like to see Parkview knocked out of there. But they're super disciplined. They showed it at Texas. Things weren't going all right for them. And a mark of a great team is, can you win games when you don't play well? And, you know, you're a baseball guy, so it's kind of like, you know, when you're a pitcher and your stuff isn't there, can you still win the game? Like, you know, yeah, that you don't have your best stuff, but the Maddoxes of the world and guys like that can still win games and figure it out. It's the same thing in football. You may not be playing particularly well, but can you pull it out? You know, there's not going to be any style points there, and there really wasn't at Melissa, but they won, and that's all that matters. And so how much better are they going to be after that game? They're on the road again. Mamel, you know, I think the key is you got to get Parkview in some passing situations and put some pressure on Murphy, but don't let him get out of the pocket and on third and 13 run for 50-yard touchdown and things. But they showed in that game they've got a lot of weapons, and it's hard to neutralize. You've got three good guys or four. One of them is going to have a big night, and that was Elston last week.
Well, another big week of high school football coming up. We mentioned that a couple of days ago, the top 25 rankings came out at scorebooklive.com. Before we get out of here, what else is coming up this week?
Well, we'll have our picks that'll be out by the time you see this, our 10 games to watch. We've also got a lot of volleyball lists out there right now, too. And don't forget to vote. Our Play of the Week feature last year was very popular. That will be out on Tuesday or Wednesday, or today's Wednesday. So it'll be out on Wednesday momentarily. Vote for that. Like and share that. Lots of good plays this week. We'll continue that all week through football. And again, we just appreciate everything. And, you know, we are rebranding. We are High School on SI. And that is, and SB Live still exists, but it's the content arm of SportsIllustrated.com, which is SI. And there's a lot of affiliates on SI, you know, pro and college team sites. And our high school, SB Live, is providing that high school coverage. And we feel like it's some of the best coverage in the country when you're looking at all the stuff that's on that landing page. Very proud to be with SB Live. So you'll see high school on SB Live, powered by SB Live Sports, all over the place.
Well, I think that just about does it for us today. For Nate Olson, I'm Cade Carlton with the Arkansas Prep Extra Podcast. We will be back next week on a normal schedule. We'll record Monday and have it out early next week. But until then, for Nate Olson, I'm Cade Carlton saying so long, and we'll catch up with you next week.